American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 258. Here is the translated text as follows. 226X, American State Trials. Mrs. Arthur White wanted to see her husband, so I told Alonzo Mann, the office boy, to call up Mr. Schiff and find out when he was coming down. The answer was that Mr. Schiff would be right down. About this time, Mrs. Emma Clark Freeman and Miss Corinthia Hall, two of the girls who worked on the fourth floor, came in and asked permission to go upstairs and get Mrs. Freeman's coat, which I readily gave. At the same time, I told them to tell Arthur White that his wife was downstairs. A short time after, two gentlemen came in, one of them a Mr. Graham, and the other the father of a boy named Earl Burdett. These two boys had gotten into some sort of trouble during the noon recess the day before and were taken down to police headquarters. Of course, they didn't get their envelopes the night before, so I gave the required pay envelopes to the two fathers and chatted with them at some length in reference to the trouble their boys had gotten into the day previous. Just before they left the office, Mrs. Emma Freeman and Miss Corinthia Hall came into my office and asked permission to use the telephone. Miss Clark and Miss Hall left the office, as near as may be, at 11:45, and went out. I started to work reading over the letters and signing the mail and transacting orders. There were in the building then Arthur White and Harry Denham and Arthur White's wife on the top floor. From 10 to 15 minutes after Miss Hall left my office, this little girl, whom I afterwards found to be Mary Fagan, entered my office and asked for her pay envelope. I asked for her number and she told me. I went to the cash box and took her envelope out and handed it to her, identifying the envelope by the number. She left my office and apparently had gotten as far as the door from my office leading to the outer office when she evidently stopped and asked me if the medal had arrived, and I told her no. She continued on her way out, and I heard the sound of her footsteps as she went away. It was a few moments after she asked me this question that I had an impression of a female voice saying something. I don't know which way it came from. It just passed away and I had that impression. This little girl evidently worked in the metal department by her question and had been laid off owing to the fact that some metal that had been ordered had not arrived at the factory. Hence, her question. I only recognized this little girl from having seen her around the plant and did not know her name, simply identifying her envelope from her having called her number to me. She had left the plant hardly 5 minutes when Lemmy Quinn, the foreman of the plant, came in and told me that I could not keep him away from the factory, even though it was a holiday. At which I smiled and kept on working. He asked me if Mr. Schiff had come down, and I told him he had not, and he turned around and left. I continued work until I finished this work and these requisitions, and I looked at my watch and noticed that it was 12:45. I called my home up on the telephone, for I knew that my wife and my mother-in-law were going to a matinee, and I